I'm Jody Weinberger, WRPR News. While most seniors are spending their final months at Ramapo College writing resumes, 21-year-old Paul Rosely is lobbying his friends and family to save the Peruvian Amazon rainforest.
Conservation is important because, I mean, the planet's all we got. I mean, we don't have anything else. It's just, this is where we live, and, I mean, we have to share it.
Deeply passionate about conservation, Rosely is playing his part by leading groups of people, anyone from students to seniors, on research expeditions in the jungle. Participants pay $800 for 2 weeks of intimate experience with wildlife and a chance to contribute to macaw research at the Piedras Biodiversity Station.
When people walk into the forest for the first time, I just like to watch their jaws drop. And the thing is, you're nowhere near civilization, so it's a feeling that you can't get anywhere else. It's unbelievable.
What kind of animals can people expect to see when they go?
Everything. I mean, there's, I think, 12 species of monkeys just on this one location. There's caiman, anaconda, jaguars, ocelots, toucans, macaws. It's actually the most biologically diverse place on the planet.
Rosely has led 4 groups to the Amazon, and this year, 2 Ramapo students will join him. Senior Norm Rasmussen explains why he is so excited.
Seeing, like, wildlife and just seeing, like, the most untouched nature by human beings that, like, I've ever seen.
35-year-old Sam Hanna, a certified pool operator at the Wyckoff YMCA, went with Paul last spring and plans to go again as soon as he can.
It was very overwhelming altogether. Maybe most memorable was catching the first little crocodile.
With the rainforest facing exploitation from logging companies and oil industries, even small contributions like Rosalie's will make a difference.
My ultimate goal with this program would be allowing more people to experience the forest and continue to bring people down and actually securing the area and making sure that it remains safe and that the wildlife stays healthy and unharmed for as long as I'm alive.
I'm Jody Weinberger, WRPR News.